Good evening, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Franklin Board of Trustees bi-weekly meeting. Today is April 6, 2023. It is now 12 o'clock. If anyone had anything, we're now pulling the list. Has everyone had a chance, if you want to speak, to sign up? Open prayer. Pastor, would you open us in prayer?
Father God, Son, Holy Spirit, Lord, as we come to you today, we just ask you to continue to uplift, encourage, and strengthen the people in Nashville, Tennessee, due to the school shooting, the police officers in the police department, Huntsville, Alabama, for the police homicides. Lord, for the across our country, the tornadoes that have ravaged these communities, Lord. So many people homeless, lost their income, and most of all, Lord, those that have lost life. So Lord, we ask you to continue to bless them, lift them up. So Father, we ask you to be with this community, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity that we can come together and trust these meetings for the better of this community. Lord, continue to lift up our first responders. Lord, we know the stress and anxiety that they go through on a daily basis. So Lord, lift them up, Father. Be with this Board of Trustees. Let their decisions be something that benefits this community, we pray. We give these things, we ask these things, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We'd stand for the pledge. Jan, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if I may have a roll call when you're ready, ma'am.
Jim.
And if I may stop right here a minute. I don't think that Ms. Trotten, we have introduced her correctly to the audience. She is our new fiscal officer for Franklin Township. We all heard her when she was on the phone. We heard her voice. However, the last meeting, I failed to actually introduce her. So, welcome aboard, and thank you very much. So, when you're ready, ma'am, if we can have a roll call.
All right. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Old business approved meeting minutes, 3-23-23, regular meeting minutes, and special meeting minutes. Board, if there's no further discussion on these minutes, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
Okay. May I have a roll call when you're ready?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to new business, and I'm going to actually put Southwest Area Commission in. I believe you've got something for us, if you would step up to the podium.
I have lots of stuff. Good, bad, and ugly. First off, this was given to me Tuesday. It's information on breast cancer. You guys can share it. I can put it out and there. I mean, it's just for anybody to pick up.
Okay.
Secondly, some of the things from the city that I'm sharing with everybody is information if you need a crib, volunteer opportunities at Mary Haven, comb repair services through the Franklin County Office of the Aging, and on the back, let me see, there's something else here. Things to do this spring for you, your kids, your grandkids, and a couple of Easter things to do for this weekend.
Okay.
So that can be shared as well. Next Tuesday, we are having the Franklin County, that's our meeting next Tuesday night here at 6:30. I'll have the doors open around 6. We're having the Franklin County Engineers Office here to talk to us, and I'm not quite clear. They use the word roundabout.
Okay.
They're talking about the roundabouts, whether that means that they're going to commission to commission to commission, talking about as a roundabout to talk to everybody, or actually talking about a proposed roundabout at Frank and Brown Road and Hardy Parkway. I talked to the attorney that had come before us a couple of years back that was interested in, a client of his interested in purchasing the land that used to be the supermarket there at the corner.
Mm-hmm.
They've been put on hold because of a roundabout being proposed. It was initially proposed as a one-lane roundabout. Now they're talking two-lane. So I don't know if that's going to be specifically talked about, but you know what? If they're going to be there, ask your questions. If you want to come, ask your questions. Personally, I'm not a fan of roundabouts because I get so, unless it's a one lane, anything more than that, I just get totally, what lane am I supposed to be in? It may affect the fire department's engines and ladders going through there. It may affect taking land from pieces and parts. I don't know. But I do know they are coming to talk to us. Maybe just introduce themselves. I don't know. So
we can put that on our Facebook page, can't we? So that there is a quick summary of what this meeting would entail.
You have all that info, Patty. Could I get a copy? Okay.
Do you want this?
Yes, please.
Do you need a copy?
No, it's off my email.
Thank you.
And this one is for you guys too. This was sent to me from our president via a complaint on a possible code violations. I was trying to ask some information, like who, and apparently it was prompted from the Grove City mayor.
And what intersection is this again?
I'm sorry?
What intersection is the engineer?
Frank Road.
This is the
Frank Brown Hardy Parkway.
But sorry,
yeah. Hardy?
Can we keep this? Because
yes.
I want to pass this on to Mr. Mazur.
That's for you to keep.
I think, is this the...
That is.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's all I have.
That's the thing that I've been
okay.
on.
Thank you. And then what I'll do is open the floor at this time. Is there any questions for Patty? Hearing none, I will close the floor. Moving on with new business, Police Department Lieutenant Ratliff.
Hey, how you doing? A couple of things on here. We need to add an additional 80 hours of injury leave for Officer Baldwin, who's injured at work.
Okay.
And there's a resolution already set up for that right here for 043. And then.
Now, is this with his own sick time or vacation time? What, when you say add additional 80 hours?
It's injury leave.
Injury leave that the township's paying, or is he using it out of his comp time,
it's
vacation, or?
At work injury leave. It's
okay.
It's separate from that,
okay.
Too.
Okay.
And then I want to get approval. We have 35 radios that was donated to us, and when it was donated to us, we were to use what we needed and donate the, you know, to other needy departments. Well, 35 I'm definitely not going to need, and I know Pickaway County needs 5.
Sure.
Right now.
Yes.
And I'd like to go ahead and donate those to Pickaway County.
Okay, sir, I want to go back. I'd like to go back to the first order of business that you had with us. on the injury leave. The reason I ask this is because the state auditors have said that our procedures need to be as such. So, Mr. Mazur, do we know that we have a copy of a something from the doctor that is saying?
We do.
Okay,
we do.
So we are good in that area.
Yes.
And then
yes.
We're good in that area.
Yes. Right.
So let me pull up that resolution.
I have to get the extension from Norm or Norm the doctor for the additional.
Okay. So I'm just going to wing this one since I don't have it in front of me.
I'm
going to say Norm. His name is Officer Norm
Baldwin.
That we be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin County, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board extends additional 80 hours of injury leave per Article 24 for the collective bargaining agreement. If there's no further question to the board, I would ask for a second on this motion.
I'll second it.
And Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you. What was the resolution number on that one?
2023-04.
Yes.
You may not use all that ADR. We're just
right. The only thing that I'm doing is making sure, yeah. Due to the state audit, you know, hey, you guys have never said a word or. And so I'm just making sure that we are doing that. Next, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board donate 5 handheld radios to Ross County Sheriff's Office. These handhelds were part of a recent donation to Franklin Township Police Department and are unneeded.
That's
Is Ross spelled R-O-S-S?
Yeah.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
So let me rephrase this. We're going to take out the word Ross, and it's going to go to who?
Pickaway County.
Okay. If there's no further discussion on this, I would ask for a second.
I'll second it.
Thank
you. Do we want to sign this one? I just marked it out and put pick.
I'll, you know what?
You want to get a fresh one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes. Now, just for the count or record, that is Pickaway County, right?
Yes.
Can I put this one?
Yes. Okay, sir, and you have for us?
And just ask, our guys handled 810 runs last month.
171?
810.
810 runs.
Yeah.
And do you have them broken down by first shift, second shift, third shift? I'm just curious.
No, they didn't break them down.
Okay. And just give me, I just love to get an idea of which is the busiest shift.
Yeah,
I know
it
can vary.
They said this entire thing that has the date.
Gotcha.
Just has the, it's by assault and.
Got
you. Which I put on our newsletter. Did you guys get that?
Okay. Yes.
If it's like any other department, John, it's first shift traffic, second
sure.
shift is runs, third shift is runs.
Okay. Anything else for us, sir? Okay. Thank you. And then we don't have Deputy Hamilton here, do we?
No.
Okay. And moving on, Fire Department, Chief Arnold.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you. I would just like permission to sell the 2007 Chevy Suburban that was formerly our EMS coordinator's vehicle.
And that was donated to us, wasn't it?
It looks like we paid $6,000 in 2019 to the city of Upper Arlington.
Oh, okay.
For it.
That's the Pro 2007, right?
Yeah, it's an 07. Yeah. It's pretty beat up. We replaced it with the ARP funding. The new Chevy truck sitting out front, if anybody wants to look at it.
So do you have
sharp.
Do you have a buyer, or are you just getting
no,
ready
I'm
to
No, I'm
going to
put it on GovDeals. We've had success with that with
good.
The old medics that we sold.
Okay.
And a couple of trailers and stuff, so we've had good success there.
So is there any other further questions on the board on the said sell of the 2007 Chevy Suburban?
Chevy, yeah.
Hearing none, I would ask for a resolution to allow Chief Arnold to place this on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
To sell as he may wish on what
Dove Deals,
or you may post it somewhere else if you wish to.
Okay.
And may I have a second?
I will second that.
And whenever you're ready, ma'am.
And Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
We don't already have a resolution number for that one, do we?
Not yet.
Is that the bottom price on it?
I didn't have it open.
Okay.
It's an auction site, so basically.
So we can put a reserve on there.
I have the resolution.
We won't accept under, but.
If you give me the number, I'll put on a resolution.
I'm not sure how long it takes to run, so.
You may even try Marketplace snapping a photo and you'd be surprised it's gone in a day.
Just the Cubeals takes the.
It's gotta go by auction.
Oh, that's right. My fault. Let me scratch that.
Okay, would you repeat that again? Is that the lowest price? It's $6,000 or?
$6,000 is what I think we paid for it back in 2019.
Okay.
That's what it says on the title. I don't know if we actually paid that.
People bid on it, a lower bid might be accepted.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I wanted to clarify.
Yeah, the bid isn't starting at $6,000. He was just saying that's what we may have paid for.
Okay, I didn't understand.
So it may go for more, it could go for less.
I've heard those vehicles are desirable for people who like those, but I don't.
Yeah, those are nice vehicles, yeah.
Any other questions? That's all the business I have.
Yes, sir. Last meeting you were talking, do I have this name right? Tanner is one of your officers?
Yes, Tanner Smith.
Okay, I wanted to give you a little story. Just so happened, I was at a funeral last week, I believe it was, and I saw someone sporting a dress blues or the outfit wearing that logo, and I recognized it. And I watched a gentleman from afar, and I thought, wow, this gentleman seems so caring and et cetera, to where he carried himself at this funeral. And so I was leaving and I said something to him and I said, oh, are you with Franklin Township? And he said, yes. And it took a second and he recognized me. And he said, oh, by the way, he wanted to thank me for mentioning in the last meeting in regards to him help saving somebody up in Cleveland that was in the water. And I thought, watching this person, he had no idea who I was. He had no idea that when you're wearing that uniform and you're outside of here, an impression that could make on your department. So to you, I commend you, because it could have went the other way. But, you know, obviously he's a very stand-up gentleman, and I could tell his parents were very happy with him, and I spoke with him just in short term afterwards. But what a very nice man he was, and I just wanted to say, you know, you've got someone that's someday could step in your role. He's definitely someone you can mentor. He was a really good guy.
It's good to hear.
Okay, thank you, sir. And we're moving on to fire department's done. Mr. Stevens, road department.
And I'm pretty easy because I don't have anything for the board.
Okay.
No sticks to pick up?
No, we've got plenty. We've been doing this. Wind has been terrible.
It just moves into someone else's yard.
Yeah.
Okay, physical department. Ms. Trotten.
And I just have a motion for bills and payroll. Here we are.
Let's take on bills just keep coming.
So be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from March 24th through April 6th, 2023 in the amount of $55,634.01 and payroll dated March 31st, 2023 totaling $300,721.65 for a combined amount of $356,355.66 from check numbers 68906 to 68937 and electronic vouchers 490-2023 to 569-2023.
If there's no further questions in the matter, I would ask for a second for approval.
I'll second that.
Thank you very much. And Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next up we have.
That's all I have.
Go ahead. I apologize.
Oh, same. That's all I have.
Okay.
Looks like
that supplementals, we did that. So we are moving to Mr. Mazur, our administrator. Sir, you have anything for us?
Yes, Chairman. I have resolution 2023-045. It's a resolution approving obligations authorized by the township administrator for the period of March 24, 2023 through April 6, 2023. And again, whereas the Board of Township Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. And again, it's for the period of March 24, 2023 through March 30th, 2023. And I apologize because I don't have the total for you.
Okay.
But I will be more than happy to get you that total. Let me go get my abacus and add those up for you.
Well, it's hard to pass something if we don't know the total.
Let me do that for you.
Okay. While you are doing that, sir, I'll wait. There's nothing to move on to. I was just thinking if we could go, and then there is no one else after you.
You?
Well, yeah, but I don't have anything.
Ralph,
do
me?
Do you have anything?
I don't
we have. We do have the supplemental appropriation. I'm sorry, it was not in this
okay.
order.
Okay. So why don't you go ahead with that, ma'am?
Okay. I'm not losing my mind.
Nope, it just was not. It just wasn't in the order that I thought that it was. So I didn't know it was in here. And this is just a supplemental appropriation number 5. And I believe this one is regarding the grant for, the community garden grant. I believe it was about $1,200. And we're just appropriating those funds, and that's for the community garden. Believe at Havenwood.
Okay.
So now
that's where we do have the only active one at this point.
Right.
So be it resolved by the Board of Trustees that we are appropriating.
We're approving a supplemental appropriation.
Supplemental appropriations.
Number
if there's no further questions in the matter, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Thank you.
And a roll call, ma'am, when you're ready.
And Jim. What
are
you doing? What's
that?
The there's $1,200 going to be
we received a grant for $1,200 for a community garden at Havenwood. So we are just appropriating those funds so that they can be spent.
Okay.
We're just moving money.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay, so we have a second, and then
we have a
roll call when ready.
Jim?
Yes.
All right, John?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Ralph? Thank you.
Okay. And Mr. Horn?
Okay.
And Mr. Horn, did you have anything for the board?
Yeah, we got a few things here. Robin Cheney had contacted me, and we did a little scouting around for her there yesterday, thanks to Lieutenant Bradford, he kind of helped out on a couple of things. I guess that property out there, 61 Volney Avenue, I thought we had that thing cleared up, but it's still a mess, I guess. And I think you were kind enough to get pictures and everything. Have you heard anything on that lady, Jim? Or?
I know that they came in and they cleaned that up here a couple months ago. They cleaned it up real well. That's one that had the camper in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's still there's people there.
Okay, still pretty. Yeah, that's what David had said. So apparently we still got a lot of, people staying there periodically, in and out, and it evidently hadn't stopped. I thought we had done quite a bit of investigation and stuff on that
book.
Yeah. So we're gonna have to get on that again, Steve. I'll get with you on some of that.
Okay.
And let's see, also Robin Cheney and her family, I guess they've got their place up for sale. They're gonna be moving away, and the community garden that we have there, I'd spoken with Jim on that. They are not going to be able to attend that garden anymore, and they wanted to turn it back to the township.
Okay, so would, it's still under the township, so I think they're just notifying us that they're not going to be using it. There would be nothing to turn over to us, correct?
I think it's still, we never checked.
Yeah,
we never checked. It always had.
Right, just, they're just informing us of vacating from a garden.
The big thing.
Mr. Stevens, you're aware, and then we'll keep that mode, and then if there is an interest to start a community garden again, we still have that property.
Yeah, well, Jim and I have already talked about that.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. She had some complaints, a few complaints there about, and the biggest complaint she had was about the changing of the time of her meetings, regular meetings. And I told him, I said, well, the decision was made to do it at noon, and we had two votes to have it at noon, and so that's the way it is right now. And she asked if there would be any chance we could go back to a Zoom meeting. And
we're not permitted to do that at all.
I'll bring it up to the board, so I'll bring it back to the board.
Ralph, we're not permitted to do a Zoom meeting. That was only a special time during COVID.
Okay, well, I'll advise her that then, so, yeah, okay.
Okay, well, thank you. Is that all you have, sir?
No, I had one, I've had a couple of complaints. We don't know anything lately about that mess on Brown Road down there, do we?
Just the Board of Health is pretty much, it's everything been turned over to them.
Yeah, that is, okay. I'll get with Steve. Well, let's rattle a chain on that again, on some of the Board of Health. Boy, that is awful down there.
It's horrible. I drive by there twice a week.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that's all I had.
Okay. I'm going to go back to Mr. Mazur and let you do your resolution.
Would you like me to read all of it?
Yeah, so that way we have the total, so that way it's a clean.
You have it. Resolution 2023-045. Again, it's a resolution approving obligations authorized by the Township Administrator for the period of March 24, 2023 through April 6, 2023. Whereas the Board of Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less. On behalf of the Township, in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code, again, the period is March 24th through actually April 6, 2023, and the total amount is $40,280.75.
Is there any discussion amongst the board? Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, moving to the speaker cards. Okay. Mr. Trodden?
Yeah, I have no business. I yield my time to the next speaker.
I'm sorry?
I yield my time to the next speaker. I have no business.
He has no business. He removes his name.
Okay, gotcha. Joyce?
Julie.
Is it Julie? J-U?
Julie.
Julie. Yep. Julie, I apologize. Julie, and its last name is?
Bruce.
Feel free to come right up here. And again, you'll have 3 minutes, so just, we won't interrupt you. You'll be able to speak, and then anything above that time, we ask questions. There's no time limit.
Okay.
So go ahead. Introduce yourself and your address, please.
My name is Julie Bruce. I live at 3146 El Paso Drive, Columbus, Ohio. Our issue is, for the last 10 years, I've been talking to Mr. Stevens, Ralph, and yourself. We've had storm drain issues, and our yard is constantly. It doesn't matter if we have a soft drizzle or a massive rainfall. We have water sitting in our yard clear up to our house. I've talked to Jim about getting a drain put in. 3 years ago, I was told that we were going to get one. Then I was told that those storm drains need to be dug up. They couldn't be dug up because it's too close to, I think it was cable lines or gas lines or something. They were waiting for some equipment. They were going to be dug up so we could replace those pipes because they're shot. We have neighbors right next to us and two houses down that keep driving over the tiles and they're crushing them. His workers have been out and flushed it. And I'm not saying they haven't tried to do stuff. There's been tree roots, but what they're doing is not working because I think it's just so shot. I want to know what we can do to fix this issue. This has been an issue for 10 years. I've sent him massive pictures. Ralph has seen pictures. We just replaced our driveway about 8 years and it's trash. We want to redo our driveway and we're not even going to spend the money because it's constantly underwater. It's breaking up. There's got to be some kind of an issue that we're the only one on our road in that little section right there that constantly has water sitting in our yard. Every time there's a little drizzle, our neighbors have seen it. I know Jim's seen it. Ralph's seen it. I don't know, you know, if you yourself have seen it. But 10 years is way too long to be trying to get this problem fixed. I just want to know what they can do. Can they replace these pipes? Like I said, yeah, they've drained them. They've like pushed like a colored liquid going down through them. They might be draining, but evidently the issue's not fixing it because even though you've done that, that water's still sitting in my yard. And like they put a Band-Aid on a pipe where it's like a little cap sits on top part of it. And it's to the point now, every time it rains, you just see the water rippling all across our yard where the storm drains are shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need it fixed. I'm tired of calling him. I know he's sick of hearing my voice. No. I mean, it's been three times this week, and I do appreciate the polls out there because these people are driving with their dualies over the...
Okay, no worries. So now it's my turn to ask questions. So when you say, and I know the answer to this, but I just want for the record, you say people drive across and crush. Can you explain what you're talking about?
Yes, like say here's the storm drains, here's the road, okay? They're driving across them this way.
So are you talking they're driving through the yard and there's
the
driveway?
The
so
yard.
So in other words, they're driving across them in their driveway and using that as a driveway.
Yes.
So the weight of the vehicles are collapsing the...
Yes, right next to us is a 3/4 ton dually. And I think I'm sure you've seen that trailer too. I think it's a 24-foot trailer.
Okay.
They drive and back and forth. And two houses the other way, they're related. It's the same issue.
Okay.
We're in this like pocket. So we're the low man on the totem pole and all that water is just constantly sitting. And I mean, I understand he was saying before that we could put a drain up by the house. That's not where the water's sitting. It's from the road. Like I know in the middle of the road, if you come in or just say from where the grass starts, that our driveway is probably up to our sidewalk. I'm going to say 50 feet is always underwater. Yeah.
So what I'm afraid of, and I'm going to ask a couple questions to Mr. Stevens, what I'm afraid of is if we put that storm sewer, a drain in the yard somewhere, that's just going to back up and really flood your area.
Well, the neighbor next door had one.
Okay.
The house that's... There's new people living in that house for about the last 5-6 years. There's one over there too.
Okay.
And it used to work. And like I said, if the pipes are even draining the way they're supposed to be,
sure,
it would still go down. We're talking if we get a rainstorm, we're talking 4 or 5 days, maybe a week later, I still have water. My husband can't mow our grass. It's just ridiculous. And like I said, every time it rains, you can just see the rippling.
Okay.
And there's like a dark green line all the way down. So you know it's leaking.
Right. So one of the things that you alluded to that we have done in the past is where we put the Martian, I call it Martian green. I don't know where I heard that from, but a Martian green. And then we can see where it goes. We have just taken possession back in the fall of a new piece of equipment that we can actually drive a camera through there, find where there are issues, dig up those issues, instead of just waiting to see if the green stuff flows through. So with that being said, sir, do you have on your schedule, do you have anything that we are looking at, or have you, I don't know where we are with those drainage up in that area.
We pushed a camber down through there. That's a compounding issue, and it's been going on, you know, like
10 years
for a long time. One of the issues that I know that we do have, and I spoke with Julie about this before, is we took the transit up there and shot elevations. It's an unfortunate situation. Their property is one of the lowest in that area.
Sure.
We have another issue, which is it's come to light right down at the intersection where you had even contacted me, where the one resident called in, said water was coming up. All of our system drains into a city system. And when we get these big heavy rains, and a lot of the rains that we get, the city system's backing up. So when the city system backs up, our entire system backs up all the way up.
So have we cameraed all of that and it's open?
We just replaced, was it last year? We replaced like 30 foot of pipe just past your house right there in front of where the people are driving over top of it.
Yeah.
We replaced that pipe in there. We replaced the one area right there in their yard with the hydrant. We got down and replaced the bad spot that we had in the section. And she's absolutely right. That was one of the areas, that whole way up through there, Columbia Gas has ran their gas line right next to our storm. So they always put the do not digs in there. So hence the reason why we've got the hydro to do what we need to do now in that area. But it's a shallow storm. And with the people driving over, we put the posts up, just like I talked to you about, you know, the other areas. You and I talked about this situation the other day. The people need to understand that they cannot drive across these storms, which we've sent letters. I've sent letters, both English, Spanish, whatever, to the households, letting them know that they can't do it. They continue to do so. We know that we have flow going all the way down through there. We ran the camera, we've dyed the system, we know we've got flow. Our problem is, once we get down to the intersection there of Vera, then we run into a bigger system that gets backed up,
right,
which goes into the city. Which is why it's compounding itself more and more and more and more. So, you know, it's a matter of, I've already contacted the county engineers, asked for their help on it, because once it gets into that system, it's kind of out of our hands. You know, we're at the mercy of them doing what they need to do with their system.
So everything that we've checked down through there on El Paso is open.
It's flowing. It was flowing.
So, I said
no, we haven't done, we did it in the fall. Now I need to go back in, and we can do it again, you know, now here in the spring, which is one of the preventive maintenance.
Because I had a first call from one neighbor on the corner. They said they've never experienced that.
No.
So if we could camera that to see. But my other
concern, it is a very old system, all the way down through
right, concrete,
old
the
system.
Old stub together.
So, a
question that I'd have, that I stated that if she had a catch basin catching some of that water to take out, if it's backing up, because I know where yours is, I've been there, would that make it really flood their area?
Yeah, and the lowest place when we did shoot the elevations was like where your driveway sits, is on up, and that's when we talked about putting a catch basin up.
Right,
you know,
by
the
driveway.
Because water's going to escape and then just really flood right there.
Yeah, and I've never learned yet how to make water run uphill. You know, everything just kind of congregates, and we've got that in quite a few areas within the township. We fight the same problem all over.
And I understand that when we've got trenchless rain for weeks,
the ground's saturated,
every time it rains. And my issue is the fact that, like in our front yard, like I said, it's like no matter how much rain, it sits in that. And I mean, everybody has seen it.
Yeah.
You see that rippling. So we know it's leaking there.
Okay.
Because you wouldn't be getting that rippling.
So what we can do, if I'm here, Mr. Stevens, that will be on our schedule to camera that to find where there's a problem.
Sure. I mean, we can run the camera back up through there. Even if we got to replace a whole bunch of pipe and cross our fingers and see whether or not the issue we have downstream doesn't back up anymore.
Okay.
I mean, you're still going to get the water runoff only because of the elevation fault. You're still going to get that water runoff.
That's
congregates there. But if there is a separation in the pipe or a bad spot in the pipe, we should be able to find that and then replace that part. can't really do a whole lot with the, I know we had an issue with the neighbor pumping water out of their basement.
Yep, same ones. They're driving over the tiles now too.
Yeah, I mean, and that was one thing, and that water always congregated in your yard.
So what happened with the stakes that you put in so they would not drive over? Did they just remove, they come up missing?
The neighbors to the west, when we had staked it before, they quit for a while.
Yeah, for maybe a week or two, that's it. What they were doing is they were driving, they have a big volleyball pad in their backyard, and what they are doing is driving where, he did have stakes up there, and what they pulled a couple of them up, and then they were driving. That hasn't stopped in the last 5 years, even though those stakes are there, because the neighbor right next to me, he's driving, he's the one with the dually. It's gotten worse in the last, well, here it's not even rainy station or rainy season yet, and we're already experiencing the water clear up to our, he's been driving that dually and that
trailer
over those storms, so I guarantee they're probably crushed.
And that where they put the new stakes up, and a new letter was sent back out explaining now, since we've already replaced that pipe once, now it's going to be at their expense. Damaged that pipe from driving over top of it, like they were warned before. Now it's going
to
be at their
expense. Is that the one two doors down or right next to us?
To the east of you. So it's
across.
Right.
Next to us.
To you.
Okay, because right, like I said, this has been 10 years. Okay. We're not going to put the money, we have to fix our driveway. Yeah. It's horrible. And we had it dug clear down to the dirt and redone, and it's just like money went out. I mean, it's like $7,000. It might not be a lot of money, but to us it is.
It's a lot of money to anyone.
And now it's shot again, but why put that kind of money back in it when 2-3 years from now, it's going to be the same issue again?
So I have a question for Lieutenant. Hearing this, sir, with one, they've removed the stakes. Two, if the vehicle is sitting in the yard or you can see it where it went through, are we able to do anything from your side?
Look, there is an ordinance. Yeah, the county passed an ordinance.
I don't want to tell you one way or the other if I don't know.
So, in other words, can you look into this and see at our officers if there's something that on a regular basis, if we could, our officers to know, if we could look at that and every time, if by any chance there's something that we could do, we do.
I know we would have to witness it. By law, we have to see it happen.
But if the car is parked in the yard,
you don't know who the driver was.
But can we do something about the vehicle itself?
A traffic ticket.
Okay, can I say something on
yes,
that real quick?
Yes.
Because there, you had, I know it wasn't you, but we had an officer, we had wires down this last wind. And we had a township and a Columbus police officer, like, pretty much in front of our house was one of your officers, and about two houses down was the Columbus police officer. And I was coming home and I couldn't get through. I said, hey, I live right there. And he goes, which house? And I showed him. And I had asked him personally about that. It's like, look, they had a car that they kept driving over there, that station wagon. It sat in that front yard, which is not a driveway. It's in the grass. I mean, you can look, they drove in their grass so much. That car has sat there for over a year. The tags on it expired over a year ago, or real close to a year ago. Somebody must have said something about it sitting in the front yard. They took their truck and pushed it. Now it's between his house and our driveway. It's just sitting there. They have got every day, and I'm sure you've seen it, 5 or 6 cars parked in their grass. Like right now, there's 3-quarter ton dually. This guy has 2 trucks, a 3-quarter ton dually. I think the other one's a 1/2 ton, 24-foot trailer, and 2 like SUV. I think that's what they are, cars. He's put privacy fence up. I mean, this whole house is just nothing but an eyesore. It's not just storm drains. It's been crazy ever since they moved in. Mm-hmm. But they constantly move in there. And I had asked the officer, I said, look, can we do something about them, like parking in the yard? And he said, no, it's private property. We can't do anything.
Well, we'll check into it. Thank you for coming down.
I appreciate it.
And this way, all of us got to hear it. And we've got something that we all know we're going to do. And feel free to reach out to us. And if we don't, to keep up what's going on, okay?
I'm 99% sure I know right where you live, because I live just around the corner on Haig.
Could I ask just one question?
Yes, sir.
Julie, when you and I were chasing that up there, you know, I assumed and I thought the development adjacent to you, just behind you, I call it, is a Columbus development.
That's a yes. Columbus development on the backside.
And, you know, we were talking about, or at least in my head, I thought we're getting a lot of runoff from that.
Right.
Is that true or not?
Are they tied into our storm? Because it goes downhill our side.
Yeah.
A lot of their storm comes in from that development.
Here's Columbus and here's ours.
Yeah.
But our issues are not really back. No. Okay. We are getting more water back there,
okay,
but it's draining.
Mainly in the front.
Where the issue is, and I know, I guarantee 75% of it,
okay,
is them driving over those storm drains.
Yeah. Well,
but
it's
old pipes, too.
That had to be at least 2.5 years that you and I were chasing.
I've been sending him, and I'm sure he's going to bear. It's been close to 10 years.
I imagine.
Every year. I know he's sick of hearing from me. It's like,
I haven't been to your house since COVID time, you know. So.
And the thing about it is, it's not like we haven't been trying. It's not like.
And I've said that. It's like my issue is like when they put that dye down, yes, they have done it. But my thing is, okay, if it's draining, it's almost every time. And I understand when we have a massive rain and it's backed up from the city and stuff like that. But to me, it's like, okay, if it's really draining on the other days that it should be draining, it wouldn't be sitting in my yard.
So this sounds like to me that chances are, like you said, this is not even really the rainy season. It sounds like this can be fixed because it sounds like there's a problem in our camera. It is crystal clear as that little car drives down through there. It's like a little toy. It will show us exactly where the problem is and we can dig it up and fix it.
Well, I know right by the edge of our drive. I think it was last spring you dug and they cut some tree roots. There's a tree right there. It's like, can we get rid of that? If it's caught, it's my driveway. It's not the neighbor's driveway.
Right.
It's our property that's being damaged.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my issue with it. It's like these people are driving on it, and it's nothing against the township, but I feel like nothing's getting done. My God, it's been 10 years. They're driving on it, but who's suffering? We are.
Okay. So moving forward, we've got a plan.
Okay.
We're going to camera those. And the good thing is, we got to let some water go down because it's a little car, not a boat. So we got to send the little 4x4 car that goes down through there, and then we'll pinpoint where the water is not getting through, because obviously it's backing up, and then we'll be able to get that fixed. But right now I can assure you that that pipe is probably full of water. We have to let that go down some, but we in the next month or so we should be able to camera that.
Now just one quick question and I'll be done. Is that camera that you're talking about, now, once you send that down there, like if our pipes are shot, will it show that they're shot through there too? And if they are shot, will those get replaced?
It's crystal clear video. It takes a video live, and you can see it as it's going. You can back it up, and then you can take pictures, and you can pinpoint exactly where you're at, mark the ground right above it, and we know exactly. This has saved us. This is something I know Jim and I talked for a long time we wanted to get, and we've had favors from, I call them favors, but the county has worked with us. We first witnessed this technology that the county has brought out, and we were able to put that little car in, run down, and there was like this huge tree, like piece of wood that was blocked sideways, and everything backed up behind it. Well, we knew exactly where to dig down, clear that out, and then replace a piece and move on. We haven't had a problem since. So while this is going to do is live video as you go through the inside, crystal clear, and we can run that whole thing and find out where we have a problem so that we're not guessing and just putting green dye in. We can actually physically see if there's cracks, breaks, anything of that nature.
Well, and part of the issue is, like I had asked Jim too, it's like the road is here, And our driveway kind of comes down like this, because I had made the remark, can we get any dirt to kind of level it out where it's more across, where if that water is there, at least it'll be absorbed in the dirt. You see what I'm saying?
Until the dirt compacts and gets more solid, then the water won't soak into the dirt, then it's going to want to run to the next lowest area.
And that'll be right in your front door.
And it may be going right towards your house, because like I said, when we went up there and we shot all the elevations, it's just an unfortunate situation. Your area just happens to be the lowest.
Right.
And we talked about this before, it's right. The lowest area, and water always travels downhill. And if we were to put, and I know we talked about this a few different times, if we were to put a catch basin right there at that storm, and the water's congregating over on your driveway, I can't have a way to get, I don't know how to make water kind of go back up there towards that storm. That's why if we were going to put something in, it would have to be back on towards your driveway to catch all of that water, because that is the actual lowest place there.
And I'm all right with having one right there by the driveway, as long as it even helps get some of the water where, okay, I can understand a foot or two of water, but I'm talking from the edge of the grass, it's 50 foot up to our sidewalk. And I mean, as well as it's constantly underwater.
Okay. We get these big heavy rains like we have, Julie, now, with where we know where we have an issue with the city system. If we had that catch basin sitting in your driveway now, and we get these big, what they call them, 25 year flood rains that we're getting way too often, you would have a lot more of an issue until they get theirs taken care of to where we know we're flowing out.
Okay.
No, but I mean, we'll hammer the pipe out, and then we'll come up with a solution if we need to put a catch basin out there in the yard just to see if it's going to work, and it's there. At least we can say we tried that and it was there.
Can you guys just real quick, is there any way, like where those stakes are at, can they, you know, those like little posts, like where, since it is so low there, can those be put along the road there since, so people can't? Because I'm telling you, those poles, I appreciate the poles, but I guarantee later tonight, those poles are going to be gone.
Are we allowed to put a big stone there?
What's that?
Are we allowed to put a big stone? Some kind of rock that they can't
push? As a freshman, I'd have to put stone all the way across the front of
never
the
mind.
Yeah, you'd have to move it every time.
I'm going to move on from this subject because we got other people, but I want to thank you for coming down. And you've got our numbers, and we will find out once we get a camera what's going on.
All right, thank you.
Jan, do you have something for us?
I just wanted to say thank you to all the first responders and this gentleman right here, because we know he's going to be picking up a whole bunch of sticks. And we really appreciate it.
Mother Nature did a lot of pruning. Okay. I just want to tell everybody, before we adjourn, I want to tell everybody have a safe, happy holiday, and I want to thank everybody for coming out, and we are adjourned at 12:53 is what I got.